church. So we are going to be calling upon you, amen, to use your talents and your giftings to praise and to worship God. Hallelujah. No more will your talents and giftings hide. Amen. So be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning I'm going to try another gift. I'll call on my sister to come and help me do the interpretation. Give her a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Give her a microphone. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? This morning, early this morning, we were treating Holy Spirit and how to go deep into the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we learned in Ezekiel chapter 47 how the angel of the Lord led the prophet into the waters. And the waters was up to his ankle. And he got to his knee, and he got to his waist, and then it became a river that he couldn't cross on foot, but he had to swim. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the more you pray in the Holy Spirit, the more you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the deeper you go in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Shall we pray? Father, I thank you this morning. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Speak to us in the language of understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So yes, last week, we started looking at seven ways on how to fall in love with God.
Amen.
The first one is, we said you must learn about Him.
Amen.
The second one, we said, spend time together with God. Spend time with God.
Amen.
Amen. So today we'll be looking at number three, which is keep thinking and talking about Him. Amen.
Amen.
Keep thinking and talking about Him. You see, the most things we talk about, or the people we talk about more, are the people we love and the people we have a good relationship with, or somebody you want to love. You talk more about that person, or you think more about that person. If you're a husband and you don't think about your wife, then you don't love your wife. If you're a wife and you don't think about your husband, then you don't love your husband. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you're a parent and you don't think about your children, then you don't love your children. And if your children, you don't think about your parents, then you don't love them. Amen.
Amen.
Because the most people you think about are the people that you love. That is why you see a young girl has fallen in love with a young boy, and she can't, her thoughts, she can't think about anything except that boy. She, I mean, all her thoughts are full.
full of that power.
When she's sleeping, she has his picture under his pillow, under her pillow. She thinks that she's living in dream. The same with men. When they fall in love, they are thinking about that young lady. Their mind is constantly on the lady.
Hallelujah.
When he goes out and he sees a beautiful dress, the first thought that comes to his mind is that lady.
He
will look in his mind, he will see the lady in that dress. If he doesn't have money, he's going to work to save to go and buy the dress. The same with the lady, the young ladies. With women, the husband is in town or he work. She's thinking, what is he eating at this time? Lunchtime, what is he eating? Maybe the husband is even sitting at some fufu bezo and he's eating fufu but she's there in the house thinking, what is he eating by this time? Hallelujah.
Amen.
She's thinking about him because she loves him. The parents, your children are in school, maybe in a boarding house. The parents are thinking every time. How is my child doing at this time? What has he eaten? Is he feeling fine? Is he learning? The parents are always thinking about their children. So you see, when you love somebody, or you want to love somebody, one of the ways is to constantly think about that person.
Give me a little volume here.
Think about that person. Think about that person. The person's thoughts must always be in your mind. No, that's okay. So you must always be thinking about that person. Your thoughts must be full of that person or whatever it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. Think about God if you want to love God. You have to think about Him. Think about the work of God. Think about the goodness of God. You must have memories about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you must have memories, found memories about God. When you sit down, you are thinking about memories. You are thinking about goodness of God. You are thinking about the love of God. So you are sitting down, you are always thinking about Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very, very important. I want us to read Psalm number 10, verse 4. Psalm number 10, verse 4. In the King James, Psalm number 10, verse 4. In the King James, it says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
He says, the wicked man, God is not in his thoughts. No, God is not in his thoughts at all. He is not thinking about God at all. God does not cross his mind. He has no thoughts of God in his mind at all. He doesn't think about the work of God at all. He doesn't think about the kindness, the goodness of God at all. God is not in his mind. You see, if you can be there the whole day, and if even the thought of God does not cross your mind. You see, it's why sometimes we are able to fall easily for temptation. Because when you are tempted, and you begin to think about God, hallelujah. When the temptation comes, you think about God. And you see that, God doesn't like this. is on God. Your mind is on the word of God. So because of that, you will be saved from that temptation. That is why it says the wicked. God is not in his thoughts. Yeah, God is so he can do anything because God is not in his thoughts. He doesn't think about God. He doesn't love God, so he doesn't think about God. But we who says we are Christians, we must retain God in our thoughts. We need to think about him every time. We must think about his goodness. If God has done something for you before, you must retain it in your mind and you blame it all over again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, that is why when you love God and you get into a situation, you can be confident that you will come. Because God is in your thoughts. You have a certain memory of God. That you were somewhere in a situation some time ago like this. But God delivered you out of it. So because God is in your thoughts, you know that the situation you have gotten into, he can deliver you out of that situation also. Because God is in your thoughts. You are thinking about him. That is why people can do things for the work of God. That's why they can do things for the work of God. That is why people can spend their money on the work of God. That is why people can give their property to the work of God. Because God is in their thoughts. You see, it is easy to give to whoever is constantly in your thoughts. Hallelujah. It's very easy. That is why it's easy for her husband to spend so much on the wife. Yes. And you see, sometimes the family members get jealous. Why is he spending so much money on the woman? That money should have brought it to the so that we repair the family house. His mind is not on that family house in the village. His mind is on his wife. Amen. He's thinking about his wife. He's thinking about his children. His thoughts are with them every time. So his love is with them. So he's able to spend on them. He's able to give to them. So if your thoughts are on God, your thoughts are on God. Your thoughts. It is easy to do things for God. It's easy to give to God. It's easy to bless the work of God. It's easy. It's not difficult. It's not difficult because you see, you are already in love with God. So you are in love with everything that concerns God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, if you say you love pastor, you never think of pastor, you lie. You don't think about me. You don't think about me. I am not in your thoughts. Amen. No. No. This morning I was ironing my clothes.
And I'm not paying me to my tally.
Then all of a sudden, one brother's thought just came into my mind. Then I just had a conviction that as soon as I get some money, I should send that brother some of the money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, his thought came. Are you understanding what I'm saying? His thought came. The first thing that came with the thought, the first conviction is that if I have some money, I should send it to that brother. But if his thought is not in my mind, if I'm not thinking about him, forget it. Amen.
Amen.
There's a saying that out of mind, out of love. Out of mind, out of love. There are some people you think that they are your friends, but when you get close to them, you will talk, you laugh, you this thing. But as soon as you leave that place, you forget it. They don't think about you, Crassef. They don't think of you again. You are not in their thoughts at all.
God, we call it prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We call it what? Prayer.
Amen.
You talk to God. We call it prayer. If you're a Christian and you don't love to pray, your love with God is broken. That is what the Bible says. In the last days, the love of many will grow cold. Because many Christians, they don't like to pray. Prayer is talking to God. And God talking back to you. Prayer is confessing with God. And the more you talk with God, the more the love grows. So you must learn to talk with God. You must desire to talk with God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 11 verse 1 to 4. That is why they approached Jesus and he said, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven. That is how Jesus called them to pray. To go to the Father. Talk to the Father. Confess to the Father. Get to build the love and the love between you and the Father. It's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I'll tell you a short story, then I'll close. I don't want to go further than where I am now. You see, the Bible tells us about our two sons in the same house with their father. These two sons, the elder one and the younger one. One day the younger one came to the father and said, listen, you give me my share of the property, I want to go. And the father said, okay. The father gave him his part and he left. And the Bible says he went and wasted it. He wasted everything. But what when the thing was finished and now he was in hardship? Then he remembered that even in my father's house, there are even the servants, they eat better. So I will go back to my father's house and ask him to forgive me. So he came back. And the father saw him. The father was looking all out for him. Every day. When he saw him coming, the father ran and embraced him. Took off the dirty clothes and put a new clothes on him. Put shoes on his feet. Put a ring on his finger. And made a party for him. The other brother who stayed at home was not in the house when these things was happening.
No, you were a blessed.
But when he was coming back, he heard the noise of party. And he asked, what is happening?
He
said, your younger brother has come. And your father has received him. And your father has made a party for him. And he has killed the biggest sheep in the house. As soon as the elder brother heard it, he was angry. He refused to go in. When the father heard, the father came to him. He said, why are you angry? He said, I have been in this house with you. I've not gone anywhere. You have never done any party for me. This is your stubborn son. Who went and spent all the money and said for me. He has come back and you are having a party for him. You see, when you look at these two boys, even though the younger one did not behave properly, it tells you that it's the younger one had a better relationship with the father. That is why he knew that even though he had gone to spend all the money, when he came back, his father would see him.
Yes.
He had a better relationship with the father. Are you understanding me? Meaning that when he was in the house, he talked a lot with the father. Yes, so he needs to be the father. That if I go and mess up them, I tell God my father will take me back. But the elder one who was in the house, he didn't have any good relationship with the father. Otherwise, he could have done party anytime he wanted to do. The father didn't stop him from doing party. But because he didn't have any good relationship with the father, he didn't even know who the father was. That is why he was surprised that the father has received this stubborn boy back. He was surprised. Because in his mind, his father shouldn't receive him. And his father told him that this is your brother. He was lost. But now he's found. He was dead. But now he's alive. Why don't you rejoice? And your brother has come back. You see, it tells you a lot about relationship. If you don't communicate with people, if you don't talk with the people you say you love, brother, you cannot know them. This time you cannot know them. And if you don't know somebody, it is difficult for you to love the person. You see, when you communicate with somebody often, you know the person, you get to know the person. And then you begin to decide whether to love that person or not to love that person.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We need